Guys, I'm super excited because I'm gonna eat Whataburger. Oh, I'm so excited! I'm gonna eat Whataburger. I don't know if that was like an Oprah Winfrey impression, because you know how she used to do that thing on the Oprah Winfrey show where she'd like scream things like, "You're getting a new car, you have diabetes." Yeah, I don't know. Also, if you guys haven't heard the new Billie Eilish album, so good. She's so good. I haven't made a ramble on here in a while. Man, I'm gonna sneeze. My allergies are awful, like, right now. I woke up this morning and my allergies are so bad. Like, every time that I breathe in, it hurts my chest. I know you guys are probably gonna be like, "That's not allergies." It is allergies. I know myself. I just wanted to talk about the things that are going on in my life, because I'm selfish, because I don't know. Anyway, I recently bought an electric toothbrush, and let me tell you guys, it's changed my life. I don't remember who I was before I had this electric toothbrush, and it's done wonders for me as a person. I'm very like anal about like hygiene. And so I've always been the type of person that like really takes care of my teeth. Like, I've never had a cavity, not even when I was a kid or anything. And so recently a friend of mine told me that he got an electric toothbrush and it changed his life. And I was like, "That sounds like a great idea. I think I'm going to do that too." So I did. And I got some like natural toothpaste. I usually always get the sweet mint. I always get the Sweetman Marvis toothpaste. If you've never tried that, it's going to change your life. Please Google it. Like, look it up on Amazon. It's like $8. But it's so good, and it has the best packaging. Anyway, so that's my favorite toothpaste. But I bought this like toothpaste that came up in my like recommended when I was like checking out the toothbrush on Amazon. It's charcoal and coconut oil, and it's like supposed to be natural, and it makes my teeth feel lit as fuck. It's lit titty. Dead ass. So yeah, that's one of the highlights of my life. Oh, I've been listening to this podcast, and I'm obsessed. It's called Success Express. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. I'm gonna put it on really quick so you guys can hear. Actually, I'm not gonna put it on because it's not gonna make any sense. But yeah, it's called Success Express. If you guys haven't heard it, please look it up. The episodes aren't that long, they're like 15 minutes, but it's these guys who, it's supposed to be like a financial or professional advice like podcast, but it's really funny. It's these guys who like just do improv, and they start, it's supposed to be like about them like giving like financial advice and stuff, but then they always have like, they have a bit in the podcast that where they have like these weird sponsors that like their producer comes up with in the show, like it's improv, and then they come up with ads for them. And then it's just like the premise is that like they're trying to give you like financial and like life advice, but they keep having to do ads for the sponsors. So I've been listening to that recently, and it's really fucking funny. Like, you guys really should listen to it. It's fucking hilarious. They have one on there. If you guys are going to listen to like at least one episode, listen to the Jersey Mike's one. That one's really good. Or the Bagak one. The Bagak one made me laugh a lot, especially when like the producer is like Bagakaroni and cheese. It made me laugh a lot. Anyway, I was listening to that yesterday, and you guys should check that out. And then tell me what your favorite episode is. What else? I have a new audio going up on Monday or Saturday. Sunday, maybe Sunday, Monday, maybe. It's supposed to be Monday, but I might do it on Sunday. That one is going to be, what is that one about? What audio is this? Oh, it's probably my by far my favorite audio I've ever recorded, which is the morning sex one. I would literally woke up and I was like, I'm just gonna fucking do this. It's really good. I had a lot of fun making it, so that's gonna be the next one that I make. You guys thought you guys were gonna get out of me playing a bunch of fucking song for you guys. You're not. I've been listening to, I'm obsessed with this song recently. I used to be really against, like, reggaeton. And recently, like, I've been really into it, especially, like, J Balvin. Fantastic. Anyway, I've been obsessed with this song. Especially because Rosalia's in this, and I love Rosalia. Also, if you listen to my tunes playlist, like, I have a lot of stuff on there that I, like, love. Like, Still Woozy. I've been listening to a lot of Still Woozy, actually. Like, Early Eyes, Declan McKenna, Suf John Stevens, Rex Orange County, The Internet, Vampire Weekend. Like, I have all, like, that stuff on there. And then I have, like, other 90s stuff. Like, I have, like, Weezer on there. And Marcy Playground, because Sex and Candy is one of the best songs ever written. Don't At Me. And then I also have a bunch of, like, reggaeton thrown in there. So if you're, like, following this playlist because you want to listen to, like, indie songs or, like, bands that you haven't heard, then cool. But, like, you're going to get, like, a J Balvin or, like, Mayores by, like, Becky G in there at some point. But anyway, yeah, this is a song that I've been, like, in love with. I love her voice. So good, such a good song. But by far, my favorite J Balvin song is always going to be this one. This is probably going to be a very short ramble because I'm waiting for my food to get here. Let's see. Con altura. Where is it? Oh my god, I'm so stupid. I hate that I forget that I can sort by artist, so I'm like here like an idiot, like trying to like go and trying to find a song through all of them. Where is it? Oh, here it is. This one. This is my favorite J Balvin song. If you don't like J Balvin, I'm sorry, but I'm about to sing you. I'm about to serenade you with Ambiente. This song is so good. The lyrics, oh god. Cuando piensas en mí, y la intimidad me convence de que no me arrepienta de las cosas que me hace a mí, y su pelo que le llega al suelo, una mirada que no refleja miedo. Le quiero mentir, pero le soy sincero. Aquí dañándome la mente, he sido paciente cuando te demoras. Hace tiempo quería verte y hoy por suerte soy quien te devora. Ya no le importa nada, es una nena mala y no me quiere bajar. Y si hay humo en el ambiente se pone demente y no quiere parar. Le encanta sustituir a mi mal, ese que sale cuando ya se arde. Ese es un mundo y yo se lo encontré. You guys want to know something that I discovered yesterday? For some reason or another, so I was like, okay, so I was on the internet yesterday, minding my own business, like, recording some, like custom audios and just, like, answering questions. I check Patreon every day and I answer, messages and stuff. And so, I was just, like, doing my stuff, right? And, I don't know why, but, like, an ad came up for, like, a subscription service, like, one of those, like, mail subscription service every month. And I was like, I need to look at this. And I found a subscription service that's for earrings. And it's $3 per month. and they send you a new pair of earrings every month. And I was really excited about it because my mom, every time that I go like somewhere, travel somewhere, I always give my mom two things. I get her a coffee mug and earrings, because my mom loves earrings. And my mom collects coffee mugs. So anytime that I go anywhere, those are the two things that I always get her. So I was looking at the subscription service, and I can't even say subscription right when I'm talking fast, but I found this like subscription service. Oh, there you go. You see, I said it right. And I signed my mom up for it, and I told her, I called her earlier and I was like, Mom, just FYI, if you get like a little like package in the mail, it's a thing that I signed you up for. It's $3. It's a thing I signed you up for. And she starts freaking out and she's like, what the fuck? Like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, it's $3 per month. Like, relax. I'm just telling you, because the package is going to come to your house and I don't want you to like try to return it or anything. I'm really excited about it because I know she's going to love it. Also, thank you so much to everybody that's like over on Patreon with me. I'm super stoked about working on like all of your audios. I was talking to someone the other day and they were like, it's a lot of audios you have to do. And I'm like, yeah, but they're worth it. I'm super excited because that's like what I've been doing. Like, pouring my energy into is like doing Patreon and doing audios for you guys and stuff. So hopefully you guys are like satisfied. If you're not on Patreon, there's two audios on there right now, I believe, that are early access, and I have two Patreon exclusives that are, so those are four audios that you can access right now. But yeah, I'm having tons of fun. And since I opened up, I was thinking about doing, if you're one of the people that like didn't get a slot for Mr. Big but you really wanted to, I think next month, if I'm still doing this next month, I'm going to take the music out so I can hear when they get home. Anyway, I think I'm going to drop the baby tier, which is a $25 tier. I think I'm going to drop the $25 tier, and I think I'm just going to leave the... I'm going to drop the amount of 15 to 18 minute audios that I'm going to do. And then I'm going to, right now I have 12 slots of the Mr. Big tier open. I think next month, if I'm still doing this, I'm going to open it up to 20. So if you're one of the people that wanted a 25 to 28 minute audio, you didn't get a slot, I think I'm going to open up 8 more next month. So I'll have 20 to do the month. And then I think I'm going to drop the Lover Boy, just because, I mean, I'd rather... I know a lot of you guys are like looking for that slot specifically. You guys, that filled up like in super quick. Like, it filled up within a few hours of me opening them up. So I would rather like open up a bunch of those slots if that's what you guys are trying to get, and then focus on those than, you know, kind of, I would rather focus on those. So I think I might do that. If you were one of those people that didn't get a slot and you want me to do that, then please let me know. But I'm excited. Super excited. I have a lot of stuff planned. I did my first poll over on Patreon. It's still open, about what I am going to do for my next audio. And I'm excited because you guys are stoked about it. And yeah, I don't know. What else did I going to talk about? I don't even know. I've been really like, I think I'm going to cut my hair. My hair is really long. It's like almost the ends of my hair almost hit my waist and my hair's red. But I think recently, like, just because like, I feel like I've had my hair long for so long. And I like shed all that like dead weight leaving my job and then stumbling into like this whole like Patreon thing. And I feel like the happiest that I've been in like a really long time. Oh God, I'm not going to cry. I say this every time. I'm really not going to cry this time. But like, I feel really fulfilled, and I'm super lucky that you guys like support me and like, you know, listen to my audios and stuff, and that I have such a great, awesome fan base. So I was thinking about like maybe starting fresh, because I am starting a new chapter in my life. I just started a new chapter in my life. So I was thinking about cutting my hair short, like up to my shoulders. I don't know yet though. And I was thinking about dyeing it like redder. But I had a hair appointment on the 3rd, but it got rescheduled for this upcoming Friday. So I guess I'll just talk about that with my hairdresser. I still haven't decided if I'm going to do it or not. I wanted to sign up for like a subscription, like monthly service, because I used to get like a makeup monthly subscription service box, but I stopped, like, I canceled it after I lost my job. And so recently I was thinking about getting one, but I'm not sure if I should. I also, yesterday, I'm not even kidding, I stayed up for 2 hours looking up color changing light bulbs on Amazon because I want some. It's so stupid. Because I have, like, a strip, like, I have a strip one, and it's down, downstairs, like, behind my TV. So it's, like, ambient lighting when I'm watching, like, a movie or whatever. Because I have, like, special, we also have, like, special, like, speakers, like, in the living room. So it sounds really dope, and it looks really cool when we're watching, like, something important. Like, for example, when Game of Thrones comes back. Oh, I'm so fucking stoked. I'm so stoked. Let's talk about that. Anyway, so, yeah, so I literally stayed up for, like, 2 hours yesterday looking up, like, color-changing light bulbs because I want to put one in my bedroom, but I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should, though. I don't know. Anyway, what else was I looking at on Amazon yesterday that I wanted to buy? Let me check. I'm literally going to go on Amazon. I haven't finished the OA. I've been spacing them out. What have I been watching recently? I've been watching the OA, The Handmaid's Tale. I restarted it. I'm on the 5th episode of the first season. But that show gets so much out of me emotionally and, like, mentally, so I can only watch, like, one episode at a time. I've been watching those two. I haven't finished. Sorry, guys. I got a phone call like I always do. What is it talking about? Oh, I want to get color-changing light bulbs. And I'm putting on pants right now, so I'm sorry. And I don't know. I'm really excited about the new season of Game of Thrones. Give me a sec. Who gave God the right to have it be so fucking hot outside today? Really excited about the new season of Game of Thrones. What's up? I'm recording. Do you want to say hi? What? I'm recording. Do you want to say hi?
No. You're going to take this.
Okay, cool.
Take this too.
Oh, shit.
Put your phone down.
Fuck off. Are they both? Did you get Texas tea too? Did you get sweet tea? Why do they look the same color? Oh, fuck. Okay, so I literally already finished eating and I came back and recorded like a minute of this. And then I realized I started talking about Game of Thrones and talked about what happened the last season. And I was like, shit, if anybody's listening to this, I haven't watched last season of Game of Thrones. I'm spoiling it. I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to talk about who my favorite characters are and what my predictions are that's going to happen at the end. My favorite Game of Thrones character is Arya for life. I also really love Jorah. Is that it? Yeah. Jorah is another one of my favorite characters. I thought I was going to sneeze. I'm sorry. I love Yara too, but I don't know what's going to happen with her. I'm so full. I think that the last... I'm just thinking about those color-changing light bulbs. I'm thinking, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I think that the last season is going to be super cool because the dynamic between, first of all, I want to see what's going to happen between Sansa and Daenerys. I love Daenerys as a character. Like, I loved her at first. I think there's no way. What? I'm recording. I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm talking about, who's your favorite character? So I had to stop the recording because I accidentally said my brother's name in the audio. Fucking idiot. My brother's favorite character is Tyrion. I'm so full, guys. Sorry, my breathing's all over the place because, like, I'm fucking hella full. I feel like I can't breathe because my allergies. And so I probably sound like I have the black lung right now. yeah, so I liked Daenerys at first. I thought, like, she's so pure and I love her vibe. But now, I feel like in the last couple of, like, seasons, she's become very, like, power-hungry. So that kind of just, like, whatever. There's a couple of characters I don't understand are still in the show. Bran, I can't. Well, I mean, I know his purpose. I understand his purpose, but, like, he's annoying. Who else annoys me on that show? Brienne. You guys are probably going to hate me because everybody loves Brienne. I'm like, whatever about Brienne. Theon. Just can't. Yeah, so I was a big fan of Daenerys, but now I'm just kind of like, whatever about her. But yeah, my favorite character is Arya, and I'm stoked. The whole everything that happened with Littlefinger, fantastic. I can't wait to see, like, the dynamic between, like, Sansa and Daenerys, because I feel like that's going to be, like, a very, like, power struggle, because they're both, I think they're both going to, like, struggle with who's the one in Jon's ear. I think the last season is going to be fucking fantastic, because I don't see any way of Daenerys, like, just stepping aside and being like, Jon, go ahead, you know, like, this is yours. So I think it's going to be super interesting. This is everything. I don't know what song though. If you guys don't listen to The Whitest Boy Alive, they haven't made any new music, but they're great. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Fucking, what are you fucking yelling about then? You guys can't see me right now, but I'm dancing. By yourself, and no love can be guaranteed. It don't come with no warranties. So wake up or wake up alone. If you want me, show some courage, 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 courage. Anyway, was I talking about, oh yeah, the OA. The OA is so good this season. I'm really, really excited. Ugh, I'm still in love with Kareem. Are you kidding? Beautiful man. Beautiful, 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 beautiful man. what else have I been doing? Yeah, The Handmaid's Tale I've gotten into recently. I was thinking about rewatching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel because that show makes me so happy. What is going on outside today? If you've never seen The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, please watch it. It's such a good fucking show. It's a lot of, for some reason, like, it got a bunch of awards and stuff, but a lot of people haven't heard of it. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is on Amazon Prime Video. If you have Amazon Prime, you have video included. It's about this housewife in, like, the 1960s in New York who her husband decides he doesn't want to be married anymore, and, she gets really drunk and she wanders into a comedy club and does a set, and she's hilarious, and she decides she wants to be a stand-up comic. And like those times, you know, in that era is kind of, it wasn't really the way it is now, where like women were allowed to be funny and stuff. So it's super good, and the second season just came out. It's fucking fantastic. You guys should watch it. It's hilarious. That show's so good. But yeah, I was thinking about watching that again, recently. And what else? My mom called me like an hour ago to ask me how she could know on a pack of sheets, like a set of sheets that she was looking at the mall. How she could know if they were made for like the bigger mattresses, like the thicker mattresses. And I'm like, they have to say deep on them. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, it has to say deep, like extra deep. And she's like, how do you spell that? Because my mom doesn't speak English. And so I'm trying to explain it to her. And then I text her deep. Like, that's the only thing I said is deep. So right now I like went into our conversation. Like, I went to answer a text and it came up with my mom's conversation. And it made me laugh because all it says is deep. Like, we hadn't texted each other in a few days, and then all it says today is deep from me. She didn't even text back. She just read it and didn't say shit. So rude. Just kidding. We were on the phone when it happened, so. So yeah, I'm excited about Game of Thrones. Also, just a heads up, if you are going to be traveling soon, or if you're thinking about traveling, Southwest has like a really, really good deal right now. I think like, I was looking at round trip trips the other day, just like different cities, and the tickets are like $240 round trip. So if you are thinking about flying, I'm just giving you that bit of advice. You might want to look into it now. They stare at me while I crave you. I want to start planning a trip because my mom really wants to go out somewhere, like she wants to travel somewhere for her birthday, and for like she wants to take her girlfriends and stuff. So I was thinking about like planning a trip and then just having whoever wants to come, you know, buy their own airfare and stuff, but have like details already set up. So I don't know where we're gonna go. I really want to take her to like Tulum or San Luis Potosi. I've heard that like Oaxaca is really pretty too. These are all places in Mexico. But I was also trying to look into, like, international travels. I think it'd be really, really fun if we, like, got a really good, like, deal. It wouldn't be until next year, but, like, if you guys know where I can look at pretty, like, affordable travel outside of the country, then please hit me up. Like, I'm not very good at that stuff, but, like, I was thinking, because, like, my cousin just recently went to, like, Japan, and her fucking round trip was, like, $300. I don't know how she pulled that off, but, yeah. So I don't know if there's like a specific way that you can go around, like if there's like a certain website that they use for deals and stuff like that. But I was thinking like, even if we went to like, I don't know, like, crave you, it's true, I crave you, crave you. I don't know. Anywhere. I just want to see, like, what destinations maybe have, like, good sales right now and just see what I can do. This song is so good. If you don't like the song, I don't know. I say that in all my audios about the music that I listen to. I'm very sorry. Here it comes.
Let's just stop and think before I lose faith. Surely I can't fall into a game of chase. Around his little finger, that boy's got me caught. He tried to reach out, but he's in his own world. The Boy's got my head tied in knots with all his games. I simply want him more because he looks the other way.
Oh, the other day, stupid. I was like in the middle of like folding laundry and just like hanging out. And I decided to like let my phone play, like record. And I forgot that I was recording. And I was like listening to music and like singing along and stuff. And it recorded me for like 38 minutes, literally. And then, I reached for my phone to text, to read a text. And then I like grabbed it and the microphone was running. And I was like, oh shit, it's still recording. So I like turned it off. And then I listened to it back and my singing is so cringe, but I was like gonna title it like listening to music with like with me. But I didn't record it. I didn't upload it because it was cringy as fuck. And then the other day too, like I was in the shower and I always listen to music in the shower. So I took my phone in there and I was listening, I recorded it. Me singing in the shower, but I thought it was stupid, so I didn't post that either. Anyway, so yeah, please let me know what TV shows you've been watching. If you're excited about House of Cards, what the fuck? I mean, Game of Thrones. Oh shit! Also, have any of you guys been watching The Case Against Adnan Syed on HBO? I know that it's Serial. It's based on Serial. But I've been watching that. I never listened to Serial because I never really got into podcasts before. I might check it out now that I've been listening to some stuff. But yeah, so, I don't know if you guys have been watching it, but like that, I've been watching that show. It's like, if you guys don't know what that is, it's based on Serial, the podcast, and it's about this guy who people say was like falsely accused of killing his girlfriend and, making a murderer actually kind of like, making a murderer could run because Serial walked. That's what people say on the internet. But yeah, so like Serial was like the foundation. It did so well and it broke so many records as a podcast that then led to Making a Murderer becoming like Netflix actually deciding to work, you know, to give like the filmmakers that made like the creators of like Making a Murderer, it gave them the opportunity to do it because they saw how successful Serial was. This is my favorite Kanye West song.
I fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy a lago. That's me the first year that I blow. How you say broke in Spanish, me no I blow. She's found sorrow in that Diablo. We found bravery in my bravado. DJs need to listen to the motto. You ain't got no fucking Yeez in your Serato. Stupid, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a Chi-Town nigga with a nice flow. And my chick in that new Phoebe Philo. Too much head, I woke up in Sleepy Hollow. Can we get much higher? Oh, oh, oh. Look like a fat booty Celine Dion. Sex is on fire. I'm the king of Leona Lewis. Beyond the jewels. Hey, teacher, tell me how do you respond to students and refresh the page and restart the memory. We spark the soul and rebuild the energy. We stop the ignorance, we kill the enemy. Slide for the night, G-Mons are still visit me. The plan was to drink until the pain over. But what's worse, the pain or the hangover? Fresh air rolling down the window. Too many Urkels on your team, that's why your wind's low. Don't make me pull the toys out. Huh?
Oh yeah, so that gave was a film that's what made like Netflix actually take a chance on like Making a Murderer was because Serial had been so like successful as a podcast. So now HBO gave the creators of Serial the opportunity to actually bring it to like a wider audience as in like film form or like a TV show. So it's a 5-piece limited series on HBO. I think it's on the 4th episode right now. I'm just finished the second episode, but I think it's actually really well done. And, yeah, I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that, but if you do, let's talk about it. This song is so good. Back before Kanye West wasn't a cunt. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. Anyway, so yeah, this, please discuss with me. Can we get much higher? This is the first time you guys hear a ramble while, like, I'm not home alone, so this might be a little different for you guys. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna go. Thanks for listening. Please let me know if you have color-changing light bulbs and if you think I should get some. And if you think I should cut my hair. And if you're gonna be watching Game of Thrones. What your thoughts are on the case against Sinéad and Saeed. What do you think of the OA? And the other day I made a ramble on Patreon and I played the ramble out with a song that I like. So I'm trying to find a song to play you guys out on. I'm gonna sneeze. Song so good. Okay, we're gonna do this one. If you've never heard this song, it's the Talking Heads. This song came out in like 1981. I think. The reason I think I know that is because when I was making my old jams playlist, I told myself that I wasn't gonna play anything from 1980 forward. And this song didn't make the cut. And even though this is one of my all-time favorite songs ever, so this is the Talking Heads. And it's This Must Be the Place. If you don't listen to the Talking Heads, you're missing out. And this is one of my favorite songs ever. So this is the song I'm going to play you guys out on. Listening and sorry for being all over the place all the time, and thanks for the support, and yeah, you guys are fucking fantastic.